tuned in to the Andrew Lawton Show.
I wanted to give you a bit of a scene setter for what you can expect this week. I'm joined in Davos by my producer and videographer, Sean, who you can't see, but I understand you heard a few moments ago. He made a rare audio cameo on the program. And also by True North journalist and editor, Cosmin Jurja, who is with me, I was going to say in studio. He's joining me in my hotel room, which is not nearly as salacious as it sounds, I promise you. Cosmin, good to have you joining us in Davos here. Let me just ask you, because you're a first-timer at this. You've not seen this conference in action before. What have your early impressions been here?
I think the most extraordinary impression I've had is the fact that life goes on in Davos. I mean, driving through the city, you see, you know, school children returning home. You see people walking around, biking, etc. While at the same time, all of these global elites descend on this place to set the global agenda. So it's a really interesting juxtaposition that happens where you see ordinary people going about their everyday lives, yet there are consequential decisions being made at this conference.
Yeah, and I think that it's interesting because you're right in some ways. Like, there are still locals here. But it's also weird, and I've talked about this in the past, that like all of these stores that exist every other week of the year are just completely gone. And when you walk down the main drag, it's like, you know, the India Pavilion and the second India Pavilion and the third India Pavilion. And so it's like, I remember the first time I came, I was looking on Google Maps ahead of time and saying, oh, that might be a good restaurant to check out. And then you get there, it's like, oh, the restaurant's just picked up and left town because the World Economic Forum is here. So the theme this year is rebuilding trust. They've got, you know, some heavy hitters on the lineup. There's the Premier of China, Li Qiang. There's Javier Milei, who's the president of Argentina, who, interestingly, has been here before as an economist. Emmanuel Macron. No one officially from Canada, as far as the Canadian government, is on the speaker's list. Now, whether they'll make appearances, I don't know. But what is it you're looking out for this week?
I think the issue of trust, kind of like, underwrites everything that's happening here. And True North has reported on their global risk report, which the World Economic Forum releases every single year. And the number one issue that they chose in the short term for 2024 was misinformation and disinformation. And I'm interested to see what some of the speakers will say are the solutions to these proposed problems. How do we deal with what they call misinformation or disinformation and the consequences, which I think they think is the declining trust in the institutions that they're a part of? So solutions might, what they might look like, I expect some bizarre and heavy-handed propositions being made. The other major thing is AI seems to be everywhere at this conference this year. There are a bunch of different pavilions, and we are having, we are going to see the CEO of OpenAI, Samuel Altman, showing up and discussing, giving a panel. And so I'd like to see what he has to say.
Yeah, and I actually have a clip that I'll share a little bit later on in the show of Klaus Schwab like 6 years ago or 7 years ago talking about AI. And it is interesting to see. I mean, it's one of those things where we don't quite have an answer in society to how we deal with this. And so I'm very, I'll say, nervous about how politicians who don't really know much about the issue are going to come away from this conference where they are talking about it a lot. Thinking like it's just, you know, some know-nothing politician who's here. Like I ran into earlier Chris Coons, who's a senator in Delaware. I presume this guy who's like, you know, 70, has nothing to do with AI, doesn't know anything about it, but he's the type of guy who could like be in some panel and they all say this is something's a good idea, and he brings it back to Washington and says, you know what we ought to do. So I'm nervous about that. And so in the case of Sam Altman, you know, maybe he can, you know, bring something relatively sensible to the discussion. There also has just been this massive number of sessions I saw on the agenda devoted to climate change and like every possible angle imaginable. There's like, you know, how to transition away from fossil fuels, how to transition to renewables, how to accelerate the transition, net zero, like they're doing, it's like the same discussion like 20 different times. And we even saw a little bit of that walking around today on the streets. Like there was the one, we were going to go into the climate hub, but the climate hub hadn't opened until tomorrow. So we'll give you a full report on the climate hub on tomorrow's show. But that seems to be a really pervasive theme here as well.
Yeah, no, climate seems to be top of mind still, but it's not the theme of the conference. Mm. That seems to have changed to an entirely different issue. And while I think, you know, we came here on the day where protests were happening and all of these left-wing protesters were pressuring the global elites to take more action, calling them hypocrites, etc. And if you're here in Davos, one of the things that you see is like the helicopters flying by. Mm-hmm. We know that there are private jet terminals. You know, when I arrived here at the airport, there were designated World Economic Forum areas waiting for these global people to come. So they're all flying in, and the hypocrisy is mounting. And I do think that they're aware of it to some degree, right? And it'll be interesting to see how long that continues, how long they will keep pushing this climate issue when it's apparent to everybody that they are not really part of the solution, right?
Yeah, and just, I mean, as an illustration of this, we were trying to find, there's like all of the, you know, they take the private jets in, and then when they get to the private jet terminal, they transfer from a private jet to a helicopter, and then they take the helicopter to Davos, and then they get from the helicopter to a limo, and the limo takes them to their hotel. It's a really sustainable way of doing these. But we were trying to find the heliport, and the reason we couldn't find it on a map when we were looking is because it's not actually a heliport the rest of the year. It's a farmer's field. So it's like, what better illustration of the World Economic Forum's approach, which is to just like cover up the farmer's field with helicopters for all of the jet-setting elites. All right, well, we are looking forward to seeing what you do the rest of the week, Cosman. It is great to talk to you and great to have you here as well.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Lawton Show. Support the program by donating to True North at www.tnc.news.